8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show. Ray Gustafson, Sandy Lieberg in the studio. And it's Thursday, time for the Wow Factor. We have Danielle Crevier from St. Joseph today. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Good.
Glad you could be here today. It's still a little bit chilly this morning, but not too bad. Much better than we had yesterday with all that snow and stuff. So tell me what's going on. We got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, we've got tons going on this Valentine's Day weekend. So we're going to plan your weekend for you. Kicking things off tonight, actually, at the Silver Beach Carousel. They're having their family fun night, One Sweet Ride, from 4 to 8:30.
Nice.
So it's always a themed on Thursdays. So this one's a little bit love themed. Dollar Rides is very exciting. Silver Harbor Brewing is actually having their beer release, the Cookie Monster, at 4 p.m. So that's a crowd favorite. The Buck Burgers and Brew, as usual, is doing their Hoppy Hour from 4 to 6 p.m. with half priced select appetizers. That you can find that daily there at the Buck Burgers and Brew. ARS Gallery also wants to let you guys know that they've got winter classes. So you can sign up now. So see what's available, what's coming up. Some have started already, but there's a lot going on at ARS. And that leads us right into Friday, where we've got some live music at Tapestry Brewing featuring the Bard Attacks.
The Bard Attacks.
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a play on, sounds like almost like Simpsons and Heart Attack.
That's what I was wondering. Bart Simpson, maybe. But
yeah, I'll have to look into the band bio. But
yeah.
And then Twin City Players is having their second to last weekend of Wedding Secrets. So you've got this weekend and then one more weekend to catch that if you haven't.
I had a chance to talk with them prior to it on Got Something to Say, the show. I do at 5:30. And they told me all about it. It's really fun. If you haven't had a chance to see it, boy, get out and go support Twin City Players and check out the performance. It's great.
Yeah, they always put on a variety of shows. It's really great over there. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing the pictures in the Herald Palladium, too. It gives you like a little sneak peek of what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Then heading over to the Mendel Center tomorrow night, we've got Time Out, which is live music with featuring some of the Accidentals and the Crane Wives. So it's a different performance that they're putting on tomorrow at 7. We've got Toxic Trivia happening at the Livery. We've got Aftermath, War is Only the Half Story exhibition at the Krozel Art Center. And then ARS Gallery is actually hosting an opening reception. The title is All You Need Is Love, and it's a faculty exhibit. Mm-hmm. So they're actually going to have some of their teachers host their newest exhibit coming up, which is great to see. The Livery is also hosting Hot Glass and Cold Beer on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. And then moving right on to Saturday, we've got the Brewery Comedy Tour. Silver Harbor Brewing, that starts at 8 p.m. Curious Kids Museum is hosting their Super Saturday Secret Codes from 12 to noon. That's free with admission or membership. It's a make and take craft that they have a different theme every week, which is exciting. We've got an epic 80s party at Watermark Brewing. So that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
For those of you that grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. Born at the very tail end of it. But it's like big hair. They're encouraging everyone to dress up. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun over there.
That's awesome.
There's more live music happening at the Livery on Saturday evening featuring Full Chord. And the YMCA Southwest Michigan, the Niles Buchanan location, is actually hosting a kids' night out from 4 to 9 p.m. And Nosh Village will be at Shelf Ice Brew Fest at the after party at Burnham from 5 to 10 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's a little bit quieter. Of course, you've got the Wedding Secrets matinee performance at 2 from Twin City Players. But then Rombarn Brewery and Public House actually also is hosting Sunday Pub Trivia at 3 p.m.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you live in Southwest Michigan, you live right in St. Joe or anywhere in South Michigan, I don't want to hear you complaining that there's nothing to do, because there's always plenty of things to do here in Michigan's great Southwest. So a lot of things happening. You brought a guest into the studio this morning to talk with us as well. Introduce who you brought and what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, we've got Kate Ulrey here from the Heritage Museum. Hey, Kate.
Hey, hello. Yes, I'm with the Heritage, and we've got some really exciting things happening next week that we want to let the public know about, so you can come and visit us.
Well, there's always fun things at the Heritage Museum, though. I mean, we've talked in the past, but what's the most important things coming up now? The most funnest things coming up.
Okay, the most funnest things.
Yeah, we made up a new word today.
Yeah. We have a living history series that we're going to be starting with Terry Lynch, and it's an interactive presentation. He will come as different characters in history, interact with the audience, and this is for free on next Wednesday, February 20th, at 6:30, he will be Alexander Hamilton in his rags to riches story.
Fun.
And so you can come to the Heritage. As I said, it's free and open to the public in September, he becomes the magistrate John Haythorne, who's actually related to Nathaniel Hawthorne, who wrote The Scarlet Letter. And he wrote it because of his relationship with that man, who was a magistrate in Salem, Massachusetts during the witch trials.
And when you say that, I mean, he's going to be dressed in costume as well.
He's dressed in costume. He presents as that person, you know. It's very interesting. If you've ever been to, when you go to one of the history museums and they have the people walking around who are dressed as someone and speak as someone, that's what he's doing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So run down the dates again.
He will be Alexander Hamilton. That's next Wednesday. Then he will be John Haythorne on September 11th. And then December 4th, in time for Christmas, he'll be Charles Dickens.
Is he really?
So, yes.
So you're going to tell some stories then of Charles Dickens?
I'm sure, yes. And a little bit about who he is and who he was and what he did. And then, if you're following our love theme, on Thursday we have a wedding exhibit, a wedding dress exhibit. And these are wedding dresses from local women.
Mm-hmm.
We have dresses going all the way back to 1894.
Wow.
Lucy Eisel brought one in that had belonged to her grandmother. That one is brown.
Really?
Yes. So wedding dresses haven't always been white. And if you come to the Heritage, you can find out when they became white and why.
Danielle, did you know that
they
weren't
always
white?
I did not. Actually, I just looked at you in amazement.
Okay, yes.
I had no idea. I guess we just assumed, you know, because in all of our born life, they've always just been white. But yeah.
Nope. There's a definite time in history, a certain queen that started the white wedding dress.
Okay, don't share too much because we want people to stop by.
That's it. I'm good. All right.
Check that out. Yeah.
So our latest dress goes from 1894, and then we have dresses from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 70s, 80s, and then one from 2013.
Okay, so all the way up.
Yes, and we have shoes and pictures. And if you come on Thursday, we'll also have, we're hoping, some wedding cake for you. So come and have a piece of cake.
Now, it's not wedding cake that's been frozen for, because aren't you supposed to save a slice of your wedding cake and freeze it and eat it on your one-year anniversary?
Mm-hmm. That's a terrible idea.
That's a really bad idea.
Mine was awful.
We tried it, too.
Don't do that. So we have local women's dresses and some veils. If you've got kids with you and they want to try on the veils, and so we're really looking forward to it. There's just a lot happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. So next Wednesday again, rundown, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is Alexander Hamilton at 6:30.
Okay.
And then Thursday, you can come to the opening of our exhibit for the wedding dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that starts at 6 o'clock. And the wedding dresses will actually be on display in our smaller upper gallery until August.
Throughout the summer.
Uh-huh.
How can we find out more information about any of the events taking place at the Heritage Museum?
Well, you can check out our Facebook page or info@theheritagemcc.org.
Is the email address.
And then come and see us. We're at 601 Main Street.
Yep. Or check, like she said, check out their Facebook page if they want. Or, you know, just Google them. You'll be able to find it just easy enough and they can give you a call, too. And I'm not going to give out the phone number because people are probably driving this morning and it's hard to write down a number So, Kate Ulrey, thanks for coming in talking about the Heritage Museum.
Sounds like a lot of fun going on.
I'm a big history buff, as you both know. And so I love history. So, Danielle, what else we got as Pat would say, for the good of the order?
Of course. So, we just covered your weekend, but there's always things happening in Michigan's Great Southwest. We've actually got March Mannequins coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. We're really excited about that.
Yeah.
But, feel free to visit our website at stjuderday.com. Of course, find us on all the social media channels, Facebook especially. Or you can stop in our Welcome Center at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe. We're on the corner of State and Pleasant, right across from the Chocolate Cafe.
The mannequins, you were asking for photographs. Is that done now?
Yep, the photographs are done. But if you are interested in being a mannequin, we are looking for some storefront mannequins. So email us at info@stjoetoday.com or just give us a call.
At St. Joe Today. So, all right. Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today. Kate Ulrey from the Heritage Museum. Thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning.